Thank you both so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live. It's great to have you back in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Good friends of the radio station, you have been very, very busy. I want to jump right into this right now. Just a few days ago, they approved this next stimulus check that we're all supposed to be getting. How is all this going to – we just received another, the other first stimulus earlier in the year. How is all this going to be affecting our taxes?
Well, not a whole lot.
Okay.
So that's the good news. Now, there could be some folks – who, for whatever reason, didn't get a stimulus check.
Yeah.
And for those folks who did not get a stimulus check, they potentially, if they're eligible, they can pick it up on their tax return for 2020. So they may get, even if they didn't file a return for whatever reason, and now they think they should have got one, and they can go ahead and still get one, even if they didn't get one earlier and should have.
They can still get that stimulus money.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Correct. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
So how about businesses who got the PPP? We had a little bit of a conversation about this before we went on the air, and there's a lot to unpack with all this, right?
So the PPP loans, basically originally what happened was when the money came out and the clients or the businesses, small businesses got the money, they had to spend it on payroll, plus a few other things like rent, mortgage interest, utilities, and that kind of thing. And
yeah,
they could be eligible for forgiveness. And the IRS came along and said, well, that's all wonderful and good, but when we forgive that, that debt gets forgiven, we're not going to call it income, but we're not going to let you deduct the expenses you use to pay for it.
Oh.
So effectively, you were having to call it as income in a roundabout way. So fast forward now to today. And this newest bill that got passed, Congress wasn't really happy with that treatment the IRS was going to use. So Congress said, well, no, we don't agree with that. We're going to make this so you can deduct the expenses that you use the PPP money for, and you don't have to call it as income if it's forgiven. So you get to have your cake and eat it too.
Oh.
So which is nice. Yeah. However, it can cause some issues on your tax returns for people who are S-Corps, partnerships, especially S-Corps, if you give out distributions, whether or not you might end up backdooring into other problems that you didn't foresee. So,
there are
still some pitfalls. It got rid of a lot of them, but it didn't get rid of all of them.
They couldn't keep this the same for both of them, could they?
No, obviously not. So on the second one, though, what they're doing is they're going to be giving out PPP loans for the same items. However, you have to have a 25% drop in your revenues year over year on the quarter.
Okay.
The new law allows you to select which quarter. So, for example, I have some clients who in the second quarter, they lost 50% of their revenues. And in the third and the fourth quarter, their revenues were actually up. However, they'll still qualify because they had a one quarter that dropped more than 25%.
Oh, I see.
So if you don't have any quarter that dropped more than 25% year over year, you do not qualify.
You don't. But correct, there may be a chance that you could qualify, and you need to talk to a professional about that.
And the other thing that they changed is that they knocked it down to 300 employees. You can't have more than 300 employees now.
Oh.
So they also changed that, among other things. So, yeah, you do need to talk to someone.
So that's a lot of what you've been doing this year, has been helping these small business, local businesses tackle all this and navigate through this.
It has. And we've, before all of this happened at the end of 2019, we did not foresee any of this.
No.
And we expected the 2020 year to be completely different, as I'm sure most everyone did.
Right, right.
Than what it turned out. And we have spent, an inordinate amount of time on this, just trying to get everybody above water to stay afloat as best as possible.
My gosh.
And we still don't know if we're really caught up yet, which I don't think we're really caught up. But we're trying to, and it's going to be a little while before the whole economy and everything else works its way through all of this. It's going to be a while. We're not out of the woods yet by any means.
That's right. Well, and these businesses, many of these small businesses particularly are restaurants, are bars and things like that. They're hurting and struggling right now, and you're trying to help them figure this mess out.
That's correct. So the other thing that they've been looking at lately is the big grant from the state of Illinois.
Oh.
So a lot of these restaurants have been applying for that.
Okay.
Which then obviously the state has a lot of different requirements, And a lot of our clients don't know exactly what all the questions mean. So, for example, they'll give us a call and say, hey, we're filling out this application. We need these items. So then we go and try and pick up the items for them, get them all together, and help them fill out those applications so that way they can get them, get the grants, the big grant from the state.
Mm-hmm.
One idea about that big grant, though, is that likely any income that any grants that come from the state of Illinois that you don't have to repay are likely going to be taxable income, unlike the PPP side of things.
Oh, I see. So you have to be careful.
Yes.
Correct. And they'll also have to file forms with the state showing that they spent the money on qualified expenses.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, it's going to be a quarterly application or forms to fill out for that.
I'd like to just share a little bit about your business and tell us a little bit about yourselves. Alex, you're from around this area here?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Galesburg.
Yeah.
Went to high school here, went to college just a few miles down the road at Monmouth College.
Okay.
Was here and have been here professionally as a CPA since 1999.
Yeah.
So it's been a few years and a few more gray hairs.
That's right.
especially, I think I got more than a couple extra this year.
I would think so, too. And Shane, you're from around this area, too?
I was originally born here. I went to school in Knoxville until I was in about fifth grade. My dad's a pastor, so we moved away. We ultimately ended up in Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And then when I got married, we moved back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here since 2006.
Right. And you both met at, did you meet at Monmouth?
We've known each other. No, well, we've known each other our whole lives.
Oh, okay.
So from church.
Yeah. So we were just as kids growing up, we knew each other. And back about 2012, we decided to start our own firm together. I'm still thinking about that one again since 2020. But anyway, no.
But interesting that you've known each other since kids, but you both went to the same field account. Did you?
We're both boring.
No. But that is interesting that you both kind of took that same career path there.
Yeah. And so now we are in business together. And sometimes they say, you know, friends don't make good business partners. But I will say I'm very fortunate in that my good friend has become a very good business partner.
And your office is over here in across the way from the radio station
in
here.
In the Weinberg.
In the Weinberg Arcade. Yep. And you've been there the whole time?
Since May of 2012.
Okay, May of 2012. Yeah, wonderful.
And so, we're a small CPA firm, and we deal with taxes, as most people want to know. We deal with income tax, personal, individual taxes, also business. Whether it's a sole proprietor on your Schedule C on your personal return, or it's something more complicated like an S corporation or a partnership, an LLC that has a tax as a partnership, we deal with all of those types of entities, even nonprofits, nonprofit tax returns, trusts, and those types of things.
Yeah.
But we also help people with their business general accounting, payroll, and especially this year has become extremely challenging for all the.
Oh, wow.
Various payroll rules that changed. One of them is the FFCRA, or the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, that added paid sick time for certain companies that they'd have to pay if their employees were diagnosed with COVID, and that the federal government would reimburse them for it, and you have to do it all right so you can get the money back. And if you don't, well, you've run afoul of the DOL.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So what happens if it's not – if somebody's tackling this by themselves, they don't do it right, they don't get the money.
Correct.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get the reimbursement. Mm-hmm. And if you were caught, the Department of Labor, the DOL, could fine you for not doing what you should have done, which was pay that employee while they were on quarantine.
Oh, my gosh.
If they qualified for getting the quarantine sick pay.
Mm. Do you both have your specialties? Things that you, I know you've kind of the general accounting firm, but do you have things that you particularly like to tackle? Shane,
typically break things up too much.
I see.
I do a few more audits than he does.
Yeah.
We both do about, he does a little more tax returns than I do.
Yeah.
And then I do a lot of accounting for clients.
Okay.
Where we picked up over the last couple of years, where we do everything from recording deposits, we record their AP, we write their checks for them.
Payroll.
Yeah.
I mean, we do everything except taking the money to the bank. We obviously do not want to handle their cash.
Of course, but you're providing a service that some people, they're just so unorganized. They're good at what they do. They're good at their business.
Right.
They're just not very good at running the financial part of the business.
The back end accounting, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the issue becomes here in the last 10 years, there's not very many people who've gone into accounting. So a lot of our clients, they start looking to hire somebody and they could never find anybody. So then they would ask us to do it.
Yeah.
And we're like, we don't do that. We do taxes and we do audits.
Yeah.
And then after we get enough people, we started thinking, well, maybe we should look into this. So we started looking and it's really actually kind of exploded to where that's more than probably 70% of what I do.
Well, you're filling it. You're filling a need that was definitely there.
Correct.
People need this help.
They do. And furthermore, the other thing that we're able to do is because we're accountants and because we're boring, we take this at a very, routine step-by-step type of process where a lot of people, they don't think of it that way. And that they're just trying to run their business and they've got too many hats they wear as it is.
Yeah.
And the last thing they want to do is put on an accountant hat and because it's really boring. And so we're able to go into that space that they would need someone to do and do it.
Yeah.
And we can do it at a very high professional level where they can also then the nice thing is, even if they were doing it themselves, they don't have access to almost a CFO, like a chief financial officer that they don't have in the organization. Well, now, by partnering with us, they have access to somebody, a CPA that's got 20-plus years of experience, can take a look at things and say, here's where you need to make changes before the problems really arise.
Hard to believe, a year ago, we were having this conversation here. We were talking about the tax year 2020 coming up.
Yes, we were.
And Alex, you kind of made an observation here.
Yeah, the idea that none of this that has happened in 2020 was anywhere on our radar.
Mm.
I'm sure nobody really could see this one coming.
No.
But we have spent so much time dealing with the effects of COVID and the various laws that have been passed. And we have, and all the other stuff still has to get done. Got to get the accounting done, got to get tax returns done. But now there's just an additional layer on top of that of additional regulations and rules.
Mm.
And that has become a very difficult space to navigate.
Yeah.
And we have had clients contacting us from the start back in February, March, especially March. Things really began to spiral. And we had our first shutdown orders that were issued in Illinois by Governor Pritzker.
Yeah.
And we were having, restaurants were closing indoor dining, and there was a lot of things changing very fast, and businesses were asking, what do I do?
Yeah, people were scared.
My
business that I've and actually, maybe you can help me with this, 2020 started out for many businesses, ours included, here at the station. 2020 looked like it was going to be a great year. We were really looking forward to, my gosh, this is going to be good.
Even we in the accounting world.
Yes.
In our firm, we're looking and saying 2020 is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then the wheels fell off.
So when all this hit, businesses were calling you, your clients were calling you saying, we were here, money was here, and now most of my business is gone because I have to be shut down.
Well, and then you had PPP loans come out, and it became an issue of the first round of the PPP loans, of course, they said, well, you have to have this spent in basically 8 weeks. And then so we're telling our clients, giving them advice on how to navigate this with this 8 week, and we had to make sure so much went for payroll, so much for rent and utilities and on, and we're trying to monitor that. For a lot of our clients, we're about two-thirds of the way through that 8 week period. And then they changed it and said, no, we're going to give you 24 weeks. So, there was a lot of constant shifting and strategy changing in the middle of what was happening. And so what our clients were always calling and asking us, well, things are changing. Now what do I do?
Yeah.
And so we were always constantly trying to reformulate plans. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
We were doing this. Now the calculus has changed. And now what do we do? And so we've found there's ideas of the family first. We spoke about that earlier. The Department of Labor and the rule that if someone was off for COVID under those three categories, effectively, there's COVID self-care, COVID other care and COVID extended care and what, you know, you have different hours requirements and how many hours someone can get paid under each and the pay rates. And we're having to navigate all that mm-hmm. and navigating it on your own could be very difficult. And what we're finding is that this 2020, at the end of this 2020 year, some of those rules are still falling into 2021. Like the COVID pay is still going to be through March of 2021, March 31st, 2021. So there's some carryover. We're not done with 2020, even though we'd all like to be done with 2020.
Alex Courtney and Shane Aldrich from Courtney and Aldrich CPAs here in Galesburg. And when this all hit, and there was some people got the PPP, some people couldn't. I've talked to, for example, I talked to a person who owns a tattoo shop. He was not able to get PPP. For some reason, he was, and I don't know if he had talked to a professional or whatever, but he was upset because he wasn't able to get it. So he just stayed home and until he was allowed to reopen again. Do you find that like you said, things were changing all the time, Shane? Things, you know, you had to constantly be, how could you stay up on all of this?
Well, I mean, for the first few weeks, basically that's all I did was research the law, trying to figure out what they were doing, contacting clients, saying this is what we know as of today.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we think we hear where they're going. But yeah, for the first 2 weeks, that's basically all I did was read the law, research the law, and try and get hold of clients to figure out what was going on.
And all of our clients that were wondering where their tax returns are at, well, they were on pause for about 3 to 4 weeks. I think there was a stretch of about 3 weeks where I might have done only one or two tax returns because we were dealing with this.
Oh.
So it was, and then of course they extended the tax return due date through July 15th.
Sure.
So, you know, 4th of July was celebrated doing tax returns still. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh.
I was even doing tax returns in October, and typically for me, I have all but 2 or 3 returns done.
My gosh.
April of 15th. So.
Right. We're talking with Shane Aldrich and Alex Courtney from Courtney and Aldrich here in Galesburg, and talking about taxes and talking about COVID. How are you guys doing in the midst of all this? It's just you two. Do you have
we have
staff?
Other people.
Okay.
We,
how's your staff doing? I mean, in the midst of all
we
this.
We have 2 ladies who are full-time.
Okay.
Then we got 2 people who are part-time.
Yeah.
We pretty much had them work. They pretty much worked the whole time through this. We social distance, obviously.
Sure.
There was one of our girls who we did actually let stay home for a few weeks because stuff where her parents work and stuff. So we didn't want to take the chance.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've been extremely busy through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not slowed down at all.
Nope.
Even though we've had clients who have shut down and other clients who partially shut down, but
we've still been busy with a lot of this additional work that has been generated or created because of the additional regulations and rules.
Yeah.
And I just got to say that, you know, I don't foresee 2021 being a lot less regulatory.
I see.
In other words, I think that 2021 will have plenty of additional rules, regulations, and just as many pitfalls as 2020 had.
Really? What do you think is going to be the most challenging for, let's say our businesses in?
I think there's 2 things. One, how soon can we legally reopen everything under, you know, our various orders for shutdowns and social distance? I mean, I don't know what time frame that's going to be, but that's going to be the first hurdle to get over to where businesses can really actually reopen. The second hurdle is the economic activity will have been declined so much by that point. How long will it take to recapture that? Are we talking 6 months, 9 months, a year, 18, 24 months? I don't know the answer to those questions, but we have to survive it during that time period, and being able to know where your business is at, know where your finances are at, know what's going on in your business right now can help prepare you for what you have to do to get to the end.
It's even more vital right now. Things that you should have done probably a couple years ago would have helped you even more right now, would you say?
And there are some clients that have told us that we had come over with us that we started doing work for them a couple years ago, and they said had we not prepared them by getting their finances in order, then they would be shut down now for good.
Oh my gosh. You literally saved their business, saved their employees, their families. That's how important you're. When you say your work is boring, my gosh, you guys are superheroes to a lot of families out there that are able to still put food on the table.
I don't have an S under my shirt.
I know, but I mean, but really, you've helped a business get their finances together to where they're able to continue to keep people employed.
Yes, and it's one of the things that people don't pay attention enough to their finances until it becomes too big of a problem.
Yeah.
And if you pay attention to them early, you can avoid a lot of problems and make plans for the what ifs. Right. And how do I, you know, as a lot of times what happens when businesses do well, it's not as important to watch all your P's and Q's because there's plenty of cash coming in. So nobody worries about it.
Yeah.
But then if you don't watch it then and stockpile a little money for that rainy day, then when the trouble does start, then you wonder, well, I don't have any more cash coming in and I don't have a reserve build up either.
Yeah.
And then you're in real trouble.
But there are businesses that are doing really well right now that are thriving. This is an even more important time for them to get things in line and to get their finances in better shape.
It really is. And the reason is because as the economy works through all of the various disruption events that have occurred, it's going to go through many phases. And one day it might look great for one business and industry. The next week or the next month it could turn around. And you have to be prepared for these quick changes that will occur as the economy restarts over, I don't know how long it's going to take, over the course 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 18.
Yeah.
There's going to be lots of many starts and many stops for different businesses and different industries. There's going to be supply chain disruptions, and it's going to be have an effect all the way down to the individual employee. It's going to affect everybody all the way from the top of the companies all the way down to the individual employee, and they need to get their house in order to manage this.
And the faster they do that, the better, especially the way this year is going. You were saying that earlier. They need to get to you soon.
Sure. I mean, at some point when we go to do tax returns, it's coming up. We are trying to leverage technology this year a little bit more than we did last year. And being able to send us information electronically through client portals, electronic organizers to help the client get their information together for your tax returns, even introducing electronic signatures. So, for example, if you can't come in for any reason, you could sign your tax return through the internet. And and it will be a nice improvement. That's what 2020 has kind of forced us to have to do. We're going to roll it out this year, and hopefully it works really well. But we've got a lot of options for folks. And what we want to be able to do is be able to be flexible with all of the various situations that will be coming up.
Alex Courtney and Shane Aldrich are our guests here in the this hour of Galesburg Live from Courtney and Aldrich, Certified Public Accountants here in Galesburg. And there's one of the big things that happened this year. I'm going to talk to Shane about this. Were the student loans for college loans, and they deferred student loan payments, 0% interest. We're talking about the federally backed loans, right?
Yep.
And how does that affect? I mean,
so each year, ex-students who have been paying on their student loans can deduct $2,500 of interest on their tax returns above the line, so above before AGI. Obviously, since student loans have been in deferment since March, a lot of people are no longer going to have $2,500 in interest that they paid throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that would potentially increase their tax liability for the year.
I know that's going to affect me. I've got three kids we're paying for college, and that's definitely going to affect my,
just because the loans have been in the deferment and you have 0% does not mean that you don't have to pay it.
Yeah.
If you've accrued interest. So some of these income-based repayment plans, they're accruing interest because you're not paying enough to cover all the interest. You could make a payment towards today or tomorrow,
yes,
obviously, and make up for the rest of that $2,500.
Right, right.
So that way you got the full deduction for it.
Well, this whole thing was again, another lifeline to these college graduates who were unemployed because their particular industry shut down. So it was a huge help to them and for families just in general. No, a huge help for us. But I kind of wondered this whole time thinking, is this going to come around to bite me somehow?
Well, sooner or later, the student loans are going to have to start being paid back.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Obviously, we don't know what Biden's going to do.
Yeah.
There are plans that he's talked about before he was elected to forgive $10,000 without congressional approval.
Mm-hmm.
Others have been pushing him to approve $50,000 forgiveness, and
yeah,
others have been pushing him to wipe out the whole thing.
100%, yeah, right.
Obviously, none of those are very realistic.
Right.
The one area that he probably will do something is on the repayment plans. Currently, if I remember correctly, there's about 6 or 7 different methods that you can go through for income-based repayment,
mm-hmm.
Things like that. It sounds to me like he's pushing to move it back down to 1. So everybody gets auto-enrolled in an income-based repayment plan. And it seems to be much easier to follow. So you don't have to guess which one's best for me.
Because, my gosh, we're talking trillions of dollars here. They just, how do you possibly, just go, well, we'll just forgive all. How is that possible?
Well, that's the reason why I don't think any type of student loan forgiveness will occur without congressional approval. In other words, I think they'd have to take an act of Congress to be voted on by both houses. They would then send that up to the president, and then he'd sign it. And at that point, there could be some forgiveness. But I mean, I don't know if that'll happen.
Do I get money back from all the years that I have paid?
So
what about if I just finished off paying my student loans and then they suddenly forgive and I've been scrimping?
That's a little wishful thinking.
My gosh.
But that's therein is the issue of how you get in these sticky situations of some people feel like I paid mine off and then – now my neighbor somehow because he didn't, he gets a benefit that I didn't get.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a difficult thing to deal with in Congress at that point.
Alex Courtney and Shane Aldrich are guests from Courtney and Aldrich Certified Public Accountants here in Galesburg. And tax year 2021, what do you think are the most important things that people need to know? Let's say individual taxes.
There's a few odds and ends. I guess they – For the year starting in 2021, if you got those meal deductions, they're 100% deductible now.
Hey!
So take your favorite account out for dinner.
Right.
Today or tomorrow.
I know, too, that we could do that. Yeah.
So well, you got that. There's a couple other things. And for the year 2020, though, that we'll be doing the taxes in 2021, there is, for people who get the earned income credit, there's another way – so they've added a second way to calculate it.
Yeah.
So you can base it on some 2019 numbers or you can base it on 2020 numbers and see which one turns out to be the best for you. There's a couple other odds and ends. There's actually a plethora of odds and ends.
Yeah.
But I think they're even bringing back the some of the energy-efficient property credits. So, of course, you're supposed to put the stuff in place during the year, year's over.
Oh, that's right.
The other thing you'll want to remember to do this year is to bring in your charitable donations because there is an amount that you can get above the line.
That's right.
Whereas the majority of my clients don't even give it to me anymore because they don't ever qualify for any because they don't itemize.
I see.
However, now there is a little bit above the line, so you obviously want to keep track of it and bring that in.
So absolutely.
You get those last-minute deduction charitable receipts that come in that most people say, well, I'm not going to have enough to itemize. They just maybe toss them. Well, save them this year.
Yes,
You may get to deduct some of them.
Yeah. But I think as we get ready to wrap up our time here, start early. You can't start early enough, can you?
Right, because as we go through this, there's going to be a lot of things that people may have forgotten about, and we're going to have questions. So we don't want to be trying to do it at the end.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Right.
Whatever the end is this year.
So if people want to get in touch with you, how can they – you've got a lot of information on your website. Mm-hmm. I saw that. What's your – could you send people there? What's the address?
CourtneyAldrich.com is our website. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 866-345-1915.
Okay. They just set an appointment, call you, set an appointment.
Yep. Call and talk to someone on the phone, and we'll get an appointment set up, and then we can do this. We're trying to.
Yes.
Even use Zoom meetings, virtual meetings for new clients if they don't want to come in. There's still COVID spread to some degree in Knox County, and we're kind of cognizant of that. So we can even do a Zoom meeting, and you can see our smiling faces.
Well, and again, you don't have to do this alone, I think, is what maybe if you're a business owner out there and you feel like you're just drowning in all of this too much information, you don't know where to start, you don't have to do it alone.
That's right. You don't have to do it alone. The one thing about 2020, with all of the shutdowns and things, that it seems like we felt like we're more alone, but you don't have to feel that way. There are professionals out here that are able and willing to help you out.
All right. Well, Happy New Year to you. Thank you for all you're doing for our local businesses here. They need your help in the biggest way. And hope 2021 is much better. Right. Yes. Come back and see us again soon, okay?
Will do. Thanks for having us.